Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Ooh. One time for Grudge Inc. because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country. As Cold Killer Chris Keaton Productions presents the final hit at the Mega National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payout with the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 28-inch tire shootout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung. Invitation only, open grudge racing and testing tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to Grudge Inc.
Hello everyone, this is Miss Foxbody. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. If you would like to speak to the host tonight, please press 1. Tricky Ricky, you're on.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How is everybody? I stole that from HD. Welcome to another Thursday evening of Race Talk Radio, covering all racing going on in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And some further beyond, this evening we will have a special guest on, and he just tells me that he's waiting patiently on hold. Gonna get into a little quick. I ain't gonna say quick, but we gonna get in a little rundown of some upcoming races going on this weekend. We're gonna get into a little race recap of what happened over the weekend at Capital Raceway. I'd like to thank Ms. Foxbody for taking the time out of her day today to host the show. And Grudge Inc. for giving us the show up here in Maryland. Phone is steadily jumping. Okay. All right. And we're going to open up the floor to some bike guys. And as most know, I said I'm not partial to any particular form of racing. As long as it's racing, then I'm going to cover it. I will cover it going on in Maryland. Excuse me for whatever background noise I have. Miss Foxbody, can you go ahead and get me? I didn't open it. I mean, I didn't send it. I'm sorry, Mr. Hance. I got David Hance, New York Motorsports, on the line. Would you open this line 516-8142, please?
All right, caller 516-8142. Your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up, David Hance? How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We got good weather here in the Northeast. Ready to do some damage this weekend. I hear that. Y'all got a test session going on up there at English Town this week. Oh, my God. We got testing getting ready for, you know, the big shakedown race. We're going into qualifying tomorrow. All the testing's done. It's about what's going to happen now.
Okay. Y'all had some guys testing at Maryland International Raceway today and Thursday in the process of coming up there. And hopefully to lay some numbers down. I know they said, for those who don't know, Tim Lynch was down here in Maryland. Actually, the whole Pro Line team. But Tim Lynch went a 409 and went a 402 today.
402? Did you say 402? Did I hear you right?
402 at 197.
402. Damn sure did. God. My God. That guy is crazy, man. 402
yeah,
on 10.5 to 3,000 pounds. Whoa.
Yes, sir.
You know? All right.
I think the shakedown is going to be awesome. I won't be there because I have to attend a race here locally myself, but y'all got my best wishes. With that being said, how about you give us a little rundown of what's going on in the shakedown?
It's good radio show.
What say? I said, give us a rundown of what's going on at the shakedown.
All right, I'll give you the rundown. Starting from now, I'm on a bus in Englishtown with 30 other races. We've just parked all the trailers. We're going to Manhattan to get some pizza, some New York pizza. And we got everybody here. We got Eric Bizzuti, Bill Luck, Bubba Cozine. We got Mike Maggio from California and his crew. A whole bunch of people just going to roll into Manhattan, get some pizza, and get ready for the big event this weekend. It's just about, we got people from every part of the country just breaking bread, talking racing. And we're going to get after it tomorrow. We're rolling out of the track now to go get some enjoyment. This weekend, tomorrow, Friday, starts qualifying. Saturday, more qualifying. Sunday, eliminations. We got everything from Pro Mod to X275, Pro Import, Pro Street Bike, 9 classes, all heads up. All brutal stuff, man. You got the best of the best here.
All brutal.
It's starting to get a little hot, you know. And it's just nice, man. It's a great time of year. It's like Christmas for us over here, man.
Right.
We got
I forgot
to tell you our highlight of the shakedown is we got a couple of grudge races. You know what I mean? That's the highlight. You know, that's just like no rules, bring it. You know, a couple of stipulations and 20 large line for one of them joints, and woo, it's gonna be sick. You know.
Okay, so how are y'all running the grudge races? Are you doing no time and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, no time, no clock, small blocks of feet, whatever you want. You know what I mean? And, you know, any tire, let it go, you know. And,
okay.
Oh, they're going to do it. Two of the baddest small blocks in the country going to go head-to-head. Mike the Greek and old Kip from Jersey. Oh, my God, it's going to be on Saturday afternoon here. You know, the whole grudge crowd around here is going to be on all about it, you know.
Okay. Are they locked in to run at a specific time tomorrow?
I believe it's the second qualifier. They're following heavy street class out. So it'll be about between 3 and 4. They got it in, you know what I mean? And they got 2,000 apiece locked in, and it's just really going to be something special to watch, man. You know, so just see you right here. You know, yep. When you get through the head a little bit, let me jump back. You know, but yeah. So they got it locked in, man, and it's gonna just be something, man. You know,
it
so,
sounds like it, and it has been for the last couple of years. The shakedown has. So are you guys trying to incorporate more grudge racing during the shakedown than the previous years? Now,
yes, most definitely. Grudge is where it's at now. I mean, you ain't got grudge,
and you better know it.
As part of the show, then I think you're missing out because that ain't you covering everybody. You ain't covering a lot of people. You know, I'm an old grudge race myself. You know what I mean? I'm 15-6. You know what I mean? From Jersey to Queens, and there's something about it. You know, it's just real. You know?
Yes.
So,
that's what Grudge Inc. is all about. Yeah. Grudge racing, and we're bringing awareness of the grudge scene, nationwide. You know, we got governors in California, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Mississippi, Chicago, Detroit, Maryland. Who we got? I said Southern California. We'll forget. Georgia, I think. So, you know, World Jake is spreading worldwide. It'd be real nice if we can get a representative from up in New York. Try to get Petey Small Block working on Long Island Joe. So,
World Jake is definitely getting high. People talk about it all the time. You know,
that's
what's happening now. You know,
okay.
So congrats to you guys for bringing Grut to the mainstream, getting the word out, keeping everybody informed, and that's key to why it's getting as big as it is. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
What you guys do, and Miss Foxbody and all them, you know, it's just invaluable to the Grut team. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, this is all brought to you by Jay Barnes. He's the founder and the pusher of this movement. So,
to the left. Have him.
You know, I'm sorry.
So, if we can get some of the New York guys to travel down to Macon National Dragway November the 3rd for the final hit, as the title of the race for that day, the final hit, November the 3rd, man, it'd be nice.
I hear some guys are headed that way, you know, so a couple of big races up here start wrapping up, and people going to start to see what's happening, get a last, hurrah. I got Big Quick Vanderveer sitting on the bus right next to me here from Macon. You know Quick?
Okay.
I'm not sure. Quick Vanderveer used to be the chief director of ADRL, and he's a, you know if you see him, Quick. You know, he's just sitting here. He's from Georgia helping us out this weekend. But a lot of people talking about rolling down south after a couple of these races get out of the way to get in some of them, deals you guys got going on, you know.
That sounds good.
Man, and I'll tell you.
Maybe we can get you hooked up with Jay Barnes and get you a talk show going on up there in New York. And you could be a Grudge Inc. governor. I know you got a lot on your plate with your own thing in New York Motorsports, but, man, that'd be something real big for y'all up there.
It might be, because sure as hell getting big down here, you know what I mean? Grudge Race, I'm telling you, you just know, when you see the crowd, must be some kind of something to do with Grudge, because that's what brings the crowd out, and it's just, it's going to happen. I'm surprised no one jumped on it yet, but I got to get a little more into it. I've been out of the game for a minute, doing this pro mod and this other class stuff, and I got to get up to speed and everything like that, man. When I used to race motorcycles, back in the days, we used to say we'll race anything that starts with a button. Well, that ain't happening no more. We race ain't come with a stock interior. Man, your stock interior will wear you out these days, So, wow. Things have changed, man. Just got to wow. Just like everything has changed. Grudge is no different than anything else. The game has changed,
That's right. So you're still running Pro Mod, you're still racing, that's what you're saying?
Yeah. We're running Pro Mod within 579-255. We just sold our drag radio car, the first drag radio car ever to run in the sixes. And
okay, so you did find yourself.
Yeah, and we held the record for 2 years with that joint. This weekend we're gonna debut our brand new Outlaw 10.5 car, Lil Fox Body.
Okay.
And twin turbo with a Hemi in it. It'll be here at Shakedown tomorrow night. First time seeing the track with a Hemi and set up, So it's going to be nice. I don't know if we got anything for Lynch this weekend because he's really strong right now, but by next year we'll be right there with him,
Right. Who did the work on your car?
It Hellbent Race Cars in Long Island, New York, laced it up nice, And they set it up. And then Design Performance in Missouri did the drivetrain and Precision Turbos. And, man, it's there. You know what I mean? Wish we could have hit you know, let the button go a few times before this race, but just, you know, wasn't meant to be, couldn't get it done in time. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun. You know, I'm excited bringing out a new car. But, man, now, Grudge, now, you know, I mean, yeah, some Northerners are going to start heading down your way. But, you know, I mean, watch out for these Team North, you know what I mean, Grudge Rides. I'm telling you, man, they're just, they're coming together.
Yeah, well, you know, the English Town and Echo and then I can't say too much about Maple Grove because I don't know what too much goes on there, but at least English Town and Maple Grove, y'all do have some, I mean, English Town and Echo, you guys do have some heavy hitters that travel to those two tracks, so.
Oh yeah.
You know, just like down south, you know, you guys still have videos and things like that. Getting the word out a little bit, not too much, but y'all still out there, so people know.
Oh yeah, yeah. The $2 windows are busy at them tracks, cause that's for sure. You know what I mean? But man, and you guys got anything big jumping off in the next couple of weeks?
Well, we had a big race last week at Capital Raceway. I think this week, Miss Foxbody, they got the NGRA at Macon.
Right.
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay. So the NGRA will be at Macon this week. That's a big race, the National Grudge Race Association. They're going to have some pro mods and some back halves and some small tire action going on in Macon. Capital Raceway here in Maryland, they had pro mods and some top sportsmen and some 10-5 cars there, and Long Island Joe, he came down with quite a few people. So it was a nice event here.
Okay,
this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I did hear about it. A lot of people were going to it, too. A lot of people were talking about it. That's cool, you know. Well,
hey,
man.
Hey, tell me this. How is the track prep at English Town going to be this weekend?
Oh, it's going to be like it is at everywhere. Yeah, Shakedown Killer. Shakedown is where every record gets reset because, in case you haven't heard, from Pro Mod, you know, what's the fastest Pro Mod in the world right now? What's the record? 573. Where at? English Town. What's the fastest Pro Mod in the world? Outlaw 10-5, but let's just say quarter mile record right now. I know he did a little something today. 620, you know what I mean? 626 Lynch.
Right.
So it's all, I mean, he did go that 402 today. I expect him to go 399 this weekend at English Town. So it's just where every year the records just drop. You know what I mean? You know, this is the spot. The track's going to be killer. For this race, we bring in Eddie Krawick to handle all the track stuff. In case you don't know, Eddie Krawick used to be the manager at English Town. He left. You know what his day job is now? He rides pro stock bike for that Harley Davidson team. He's a 2-time champion, and he's just
going
to fight. Eddie Krawick, little Eddie K, that's right. He used to be the manager at English Town until Harley swiped him up. He's been coming back. He started Shakedown with me. He comes back every year to make sure the track is on time, and he's an expert, you know. They like, you know, Eddie's there, we're good. You know, they know they could, you know what I mean? They know the track's going to be there. They don't have to worry about that, you know what I mean? So, man,
right.
It's going to be good.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think the buck spots will be for Drag Radio, Outlaw 10-5? Are y'all having X275 at the Shakedown this year?
X275, sure. We're having that.
What do you think the bump spots will be in these classes?
In Pro Mod, I'm going to base it all on 16 cars now. You know what I mean? Top 16, you know. In Pro Mod, if you ain't going 6'10 or better, pack it up. Don't even, you know, you're done. Don't even try. In Outlaw 10-5, that's 8th mile now. Because Pro Mod, we run quarter mile. 10-5, we run 8th mile. I say the 16 car bump in Outlaw 10-5 is going to be sick. I'm going to say 25, man. That's sick. 25.
Hey, you know what? That's not really sick because between Cecil and Echo, the bump been about a 30. So I don't think that's too sick.
I know. But it's just sick when you think you got to go 25, 26, and you ain't in. I'm telling you, you got Suicide Hotline line ringing off the hook today, you know, when Lynch went that 402. But Outlaw Drag Radio, If you, I mean, you can get in with a 480, but I mean, to go rounds, if you ain't pop, you know, popping 45 to 55, you know what I mean? I think you just, you know, whatever, start the partying a little early. X275, you know what I mean? That's, you know, 50 will get you, you know, into the show, but you got to go, you know, 70s to rock and take out that Top Cat Bruta, old New Jersey Bruta, forget it. That kid just, he's just making a laughing stock of the class with my
that's
cousin.
The, that's the Pro Charge Mustang?
That's the Pro Charge Mustang with none other
the
than my
brother.
Cousin Mustang Mike from Brooklyn, my brother from 25 years we've been doing this together. And hats off to him. He's got that machine moving, man. Props to him.
Okay, so you said, wait. You said Mustang Mike working on the Bruta Brothers car?
Yeah, my Mustang Mike, not Mike Hill. Mustang
yeah,
Mike.
I know Mustang Mike Modesto.
Yeah, that's not, where you been, kid? But Mustang Mike is where I heard
that he was at the Shakedown, but I didn't see him. So I mean, not the Shakedown.
Yeah.
I heard he was at Yellow Bullet, but I didn't see him.
Mustang Mike is killing it, kid. He's got people ringing his phone. He ain't about it. He's just about working with New Jersey Bruta, the Team Bruta. You know, he says, you know, that's where I'm at right now. But he just got it figured out. He's a Ford technician. Most people know he's a master tech at Ford, Manhattan Ford. And, man, it's just amazing to see us come up from nothing. And he's at the top of his game, and I'm just loving it. You know what I mean? And,
yeah, that's nice.
Big props to Mustang Mike of Brooklyn, New York, man.
Is Big Daddy still in the game? Is he going to be there?
Big Daddy is not in the game right now, but, you know, he's still getting the car together. You know, we had a little accident some time ago, and he's Big Daddy comes out when he's right. You know what I mean? He ain't going to come out half-assed. He ain't going to come out, you know, half-stepping. When he's right, he's going to come out and go right to the front and win. You know, the guy just wins. And can't say, well, it ain't money, it ain't this, but he just finds a way to win. And when he comes out, it's going to be curtains for a lot of other dudes, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, but it's hot, man. The racing this weekend is going to be, I'm telling you, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's going to be crazy. Just want to shout out my New York Yankees who are about ready to do Baltimore in. Let you know, so we'll move on and do this. I had to tell you, Yankees to the front, you know, just keep that in mind. But, man, this is great. We're rolling down New Jersey Turnpike with a bus full headed to Manhattan to get some pizza, man, and that's what's happening right now.
All right, David, well, I appreciate you coming on and spreading the information about the Shakedown and, you know, you and anybody else up your way is welcome to come on the show at any time to talk, to talk about the event or anything.
Thanks, man. And again, I shout out my Yankees. I shout out Mike. One more, John Ford, third, man. He gets all the action and prints us, gets us all the coverage. JF3, if you out there, we love you. We're looking forward to seeing you this weekend. And, man, Grudge Inc., just thank you so much for everything you guys do for the game, man. You know, Miss Foxbody, you're hot. We love you. You know, we're big fans. Thank you too. You know,
all right. Not a problem. If you if you have time, you know, you can stay on the line and listen to the show for its entirety. Just mute your phone so we don't hear your background noise. But you know, if you have to go, then I understand.
No,
but if you go,
I'm gonna use the hour hanging out there for sure. You know what I mean? And thank you again for looking, you know, for helping us out here and promoting this deal.
Not a problem. Just reach your cell phone for me and stand by and check out the show.
You got it. Thanks, y'all. I'm muting out now.
Okay. All right. Miss Foxbody, who do we have on the phone lines today?
Right now we have BJ. BJ, your mic is open. BJ?
Hello. Yeah, this is
hey.
BJ.
What's up, sir?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good so far. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. We're up here in the tower. It's Jamie Manning with me and Jimmy Bradshaw. We're all listening to your show.
Good. Well, tell us what you all have going on. Well, first of all, tell
everyone how the weekend show was to you guys.
What, the past weekend show?
Yes.
Battle
yes,
on the Hill.
The Larry T event.
How you doing, Ricky? This is Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
Tonight, Ricky? All right, buddy.
How's it going, sir?
The Battle on the Hill was, I know for myself and for many people here, was fantastic, man. I had a great time. I know a lot of people had a great time. We had a lot of good racers, a lot of spectators. Once again, we did get the race off, and we finished it. We had the winners and so forth, like we got like to have every week. But I just felt like it was just a absolutely wonderful deal. It was a family thing. We had the Carolina kid come in, welcome them, open arms. A lot of good races here. We had, of course, you know, our final deal there was Carolina Kid and Jeff Rogers was a real good final there. They put on a real good show. We had Joe Proctor and Kevin Banks. Proctor took the win with them, another good show. Then we had Charles Redd and Greg Walker and Top Sportsman. Charles Redd couldn't make the show, but Greg Walker got the winner's circle there. But for an overall day, just fantastic, man. I heard a lot of good things throughout the net, around the area. Just absolutely good deal, man, all the way around.
Yeah, well, I must say it was. I got to the track late, as you guys know. And for those who don't know, I was preparing two cars all week just to make it to the show and had to do some work leading up to the show. That's why I got there late. But the same goes for me from Facebook to just general conversation, especially from a lot of people who were like anti-capital. They did come out and they enjoyed themselves. They had a really good time. When I got there at 6 o'clock, even though the event was over at 11, I got to the track at 6 o'clock and was overwhelmed at how packed the facility was. I mean, to have the stage lanes completely full on both sides, then you're running over in your spectator parking past the gas pumps and starting to get race cars in the spectator parking area, that said a whole lot. And a lot of people who have not been to the track who enjoyed themselves, I think you guys gained their respect and gain them to come back to the track. So, I know it's towards the end of the year and maybe a couple more weeks left for the track to be open, but everything should be well in place for you guys come next year with the success of events that have taken place within the last, month or so. I was pleased. It was nice for me to get back out the Capitol with the Green Mile, as I like to call it. Which is the Malibu that I have. Didn't make too good of a shakedown with the Camaro. Still fighting a couple bugs with it, but it'll be back there Saturday. And if need be, I'll bring both of my cars back up Saturday. So I'm looking forward to another day on the hill.
Yeah, we have another real good weekend. We're hoping it comes up. It sounds like the weather's going to work with us, Rick. It's, we got the Oktoberfest and the Fall Brawl coming up where we have a pretty big show again this weekend. We're looking to do like a repeat for what we did last week, looking to have a bunch of good racers, a bunch of fast cars, a good day.
And the best thing, Rick, it's Jamie here. We got to keep that $500.
Yes.
You know, we talked to Travis, and they came up and said they were going to grab that right out the trailer, and he put 2 4-0s back-to-back on the board, and I think the only thing we had going for us was he was running dead into a headwind. The flags were straight out.
Okay.
So had the wind not been blowing, I think he'd have took our money, but we still got that bounty out there. Anybody that does a 3 anything gets that $500.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We're gonna do we forgot about your 10-inch tire stuff. I know we had talked about something on that, but give me a little more time here. We're gonna come up for something for one of you guys to pluck a number for some deal there too. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with the Carolina kid there, going to the line with him, waving the $500 at him and so forth, and you know, kidding with him a little bit there, telling him he ain't getting this. I'm gonna go get me a Happy Meal when he gets done this pass and stuff like that.
We had a lot of fun with him on that.
Good guy. Good, so for the overall, and that's what I'm saying, even for this weekend here, you know, we got the Pro Mods coming back in here for the Oktoberfest. We have the Warriors coming back. We have an invitational race, which is, of course, with registration early. That's $1,000 to win that race there, $250 to run or $100 for semis. And if you get the registration in, 25 cars, the cars run 880s or faster. The dragsters run 780s or faster. It's a free race for a grand. We have the test and tune, and we still have the no times. And, you know, we got some real good grudge races coming up here, too, man. We got the old Jack Shorty Dog Alley Boys, Godzilla, Wiki Bird. So I think we're going to have another real fun weekend here. So I'm looking forward myself to the event again. Like I said, Battle on the Hill last week was a lot of fun. And this is what it's all about, Ricky. This is some of the stuff that we're trying to put out there, you know, for everybody, a one big family thing. And just have fun with everybody. That's what we're trying to do up here, babe.
Right, okay. Well, I know I got Derek on. Let me get to his number. Ms. Foxbody, can you open 443-0511? And this is about the Big Bucks Bonanza motorcycle race that's coming up on the 20th. And we're going to let him get on and tell us a little more about the event. Yes?
He is not on. He has not called in.
Well, okay, well, hey, Derek, if you're still listening, he said he was listening, press the 1 button and, you know, get back in so we can get you on. But
I got a little thing here, Rick. I can give you a little bit on that Big Buck Banana race there. It's, he's got the Pro Street stuff going on, Street, Crazy 8, Real Street, Pro Mods, Grudges. Giving away a lot of things for that race. He's giving away scooter, from what I hear, brand new scooter. He's got some money set up for best reaction time, fastest mile an hour, ET, anything that runs 6 seconds on the pass here. So he's got a real good show here. A lot of good payout to our CT. The Pro ETs like $2,000 to one win. The Street ETs 15. Crazy 8's 15, Real Streets 2000, got a Pro Mod deal for 2000, and I'm not sure, but I heard that they're supposed to have a couple of fast cars that might slop in here and go down through here. We're not 100% on that. That was a little rumor mill that came through, so we'll see see what happens on that deal.
Yeah, that's on the card for October the 20th.
Yeah.
But, you know, back to this weekend, back to the Oktoberfest, going to be Saturday, the 13th. We got Troy Henderson's going to be here for the last man standing style with Sterling. Sterling's going to have his pro mod here, Jeff Rogers.
Yeah.
And then back to the grudge race, we got the Alley Boys. They're going to verse up with Ice and Pumpkin. We got Virginia Slim. Is going to verse Bob Smith. Godzilla is going to go against the Serial Killer. Wicked Bird's going to match up with JR and Scott. They're going to get an opportunity for $1,000 for the best reaction time. And featuring Chris Klein and William Brown III. So it's going to be an exciting show. We want to invite all the fans out. Come on out here and pick a car and cheer them on.
Well, let me ask this question. I don't know if any of you guys know, but is Virginia Slim bringing his Nova, or is he just a part of William Brown III for this particular race?
Well,
he's singled out.
Yeah, he singled out. But
you think I have to run Bob Smith.
I could probably step here to the side and make a phone call and clear that issue up. So ask me, tell
yeah,
me again what
please,
we want to
I've heard that Virginia Slim doesn't have his car back. His car is still in the shop. So that was something that was told to me today. I'm just trying to get a little clarification on that. So
we want to know what Virginia Slim's coming with.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let me give me a minute here, and I'll try to get an answer for that. Anything else on the card that we need clarification on?
No, that's it.
Okay. We're going to have the Warriors. They're going to come down. I got talked to Larry Mack earlier today. He's got about 12 cars coming for the Outlaw 10-5s, and we also have that invitational bracket race. And Jimmy can go over some of the details with that and the payout, and I'll try to get an answer on the Virginia Slim.
Okay.
Well, like I said, Rick, on that invitational race, it's any door slammer that runs 880s or faster, the 25 cars for free entry to race for that 1,000 to win, and then any dragsters that are 780 or faster, 25 cars free entry for the 1,000. And we're going to see how this plays. Some are asking to run these things door car on door car, dragster on dragster. So we're going to wait till the weekend gets here and actually ask the guys how they want to do that, because we can do it either way. It's just a matter of knowing which way before we start it. And like I said, that there will pay 1,000 to win, 250 to runner up, and 100 for semis. And if you like I said, as long as you call it in and register for that race, it's a free race for you. The test
okay.
in June on that race is $30. Then the no times are 40, spectators for 20. But it looks like it's going to be, like I said before, just a fun full day of drag racing and have some real fast cars here.
All right. Well, while we got a minute, while he's checking with, on the Virginia Slim situation, I've been told I got Dirk on the line. Dirk, you there?
What's up, Rick? What's going on?
Not too much, sir. What you got going on?
Well, we going back to the Street Strokers Big Bucks Bonanza on October the 20th. This is going to be the biggest bike race around these parts other than My Rock. We're gonna bring a lot of bikes from all over. People coming from Connecticut to Florida to this race. We got 6 classes going on: Pro EC, Street ET, Crazy 8, Real Street, Pro Mod, and Grudge. So we're gonna give some things away. We're gonna have a scooter raffle where you can win a brand new scooter. We're gonna give a free helmet away to any of the racers that come in the race. They'll be able to pick for a free helmet, which is always good. And it's going to be a little chilly, so we're not trying to have no bikini contest, but we're going to have a looking like a bag of money contest for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? So,
I got
you. So you ain't got to shoot down, but I mean, you come in there looking real sexy and good. We're going to have a bag of money. We're actually going to give the sexiest lady to walk across our stage a bag of money. So all that's going down. Then we got a kids section. If you have young kids, you can come. We're going to have moon bounce, funnel cake, cotton candy, all that kind of stuff. So you got a lot of stuff going on. And this is all brought to you by the Street Strokers.
All right. Did you... Were you able to get a hold of your partners from earlier today?
Yeah. Mike Mace is the if you look on the fly, anybody seen the flyers or everybody in the motorcycle world knows Mike Mace. Mike Mace and Ronnie Reese and Nanu and Pops, all of these fine gentlemen are part of this production. So we all came together hand in hand to make this super bike race that is definitely going to be talked about through the winter. And we're just getting ready to put this one on, and we're going to really, really make it happen at Capitol with those guys up there. I want to thank BJ, Jamie, and Jimmy for all that they've been doing up there at Capitol. And Rick on the starting line, the traction was killer. Last time Mike was down there doing some testing, the track was killer for the cars and bikes. So we can't say enough for Capitol Raceway.
And also, Ricky, on that race there, on the Street Stroker race, it's any under 12 is free, and spectators are $20 on that day.
Okay. All right, but with y'all guys on the phone, it's about 8:40, so let's take it to the fans and see what the fans have to say about the previous event this weekend and what's coming up this weekend, and if we got anybody on. They want to talk about the bike race coming up. We're going to open the line. So, Ms. Foxbody, do we have any callers in the queue?
They're asking a few questions, but will you be in agreement to come on the race?
We have Munster. Your mic is on.
What's going on, family?
What's up,
Munster? I'm doing good. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. Very good. Good. How about yourself today?
I'm good. What's up, man?
How you doing, Monster?
I'm doing good, Jimmy. First and foremost, I like to thank God, man. We had a phenomenal weekend last Saturday. You know, the staff at Capitol Raceway, BJ, Jimmy, Rick, Jamie, the young man, Dwayne Jr., running the ladies and the top, everybody worked together as a union. And from my CEO, President Larry T., he was excited to walk out of there that night because we got there at about 4 o'clock. I thought God was going to rain on us. It rained all around. And all of the good people from the metropolitan area got on their phone, text, called. I was getting texts going, who in the world? People were texting out that the race was on. Come on, the cars are here. The Carolina Kid, Troy, Jeff, the match race cars, the grudge cars. You know, everybody did their part last week to make it so that it didn't look good for Custom Tees or Capitol. It looked good for the fans out there, you know, and that's the most important thing. When we do these races, it's for the people. You know, when a guy doesn't do his part, it doesn't matter because the people make the difference for us. And I just want to always thank them and make sure that they always know that we appreciate the people because Larry had a very long talk with me to remind me at the end of the night because I was a little worried during the first part of the day. And between Larry and Jimmy Bradshaw, and I went over and leaned on the machine and started praying, and my family kept coming up to the fence saying, everything's going to be okay. I said, it's not that that I'm worried about. I don't want the people to not get what they deserve, and that's a great show. So, you know, Capitol, Raceway, Rick, you, the show, the sponsors, CNC, Gotta Go Now, man, no excuse. Jack Weingartner, Karen Radley, John Toy. And I say this because a lot of people don't understand the significance of a guy like John Toy at JRT Transmission, Racing Trans. He's the one that said, we need to go back and put all of the guys that have grown up, that race with us in various places, into the shows that we do here in the metropolitan area. And it showed last week with the participants of different people from a lot of different groups, Baltimore, D.C., Virginia, New York, Long Island Joe, come down here with 8 to 11 cars. He had people come that he didn't even know were coming. They said they just wanted to surprise him and be a part of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I say to you, Rick, I mean, you do a heck of a job making sure that everybody understands that it's about the people. And a lot of the topics that you bring are real good ones because sometimes we overlook the obvious things because we get too big. And I can say to you that when we left there Saturday night, we stopped and Larry looked at me and he reminded me that what happened today was a true testament that God can only do what happened last Saturday.
Yep.
So I say to you and all the people that I truly appreciate everybody, my family. I mean, I saw cousins there I hadn't seen, Larry's cousins. I'm like, you know, Jimmy's cousins coming up to meet me, Jamie's family. I'm laughing, you know. I'm like, okay, look, we one big old family here. And, I mean, the racing was just phenomenal, you know.
Well, I mean, like I told him, I haven't seen the stands or the pit that crowded at Capitol in a long time. I haven't been going there as long as most, but it's been a long time.
I can tell you one thing. I got the call yesterday that assured us that they definitely want us to come back. And I have to give them a good laugh because I got several calls today from just about every track in the area. And I made it clear to them that there are two places that we go at the moment, and there's one other that we need to go back to redeem something. And I won't discuss that because this discussion right now is about what happened at Capitol Raceway, and that's where we'll be home tracking. And
okay.
I say to you that I got a good call today from New York, and they got a car they're going to send down to sit beside you. I told them I'm going to keep it a secret till I come over to the barbershop and see you. Because they pulled over last week and they saw you make a shakedown, right? That dang old Long Island Joe told me, he said, man, I got to pull a rabbit out the hat on this one. So, you know, and there's another gentleman, you know, that, I mean, it was a 7-hour ride for him to come down there, you know, and to bring the people that he brought. And he assured me when he comes back, Capitol Raceway, he needs room for 11-plus buses to pull in. I said, wow, Joe. He said, my dad, my family, my friends, everybody just, you know, they couldn't believe that the warm welcoming they got from the racetrack, the spectators. He said he couldn't believe all the people that came up just to meet them because they had came from New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said he had a few of them that wanted to run, but he said he was looking for David Neal to take that plug out because he ain't forgot about that. He's still going to hold David to the fire on that one. And I tell you what, he had a good race with that Dodge Dart. The video's ready, so I'm going to drop off some of them to the racetrack, you know, and maybe over the
weekend. Well, it
would have
been a better race. I didn't know what was going on, and because I didn't know what was going on and the fact that I was there with both cars, I wasn't able to lend David a hand. So I heard he spun, but I didn't see the race. But I still heard it was a good race, even though he spun. But it's racing, you know. It happens.
But you know, Rick, this is what it's about. It's about the people. I got calls today from three of the heaviest hitting pro mods in Maryland wanting to run the Carolina Kid at Capitol Raceway. I told them we can arrange that, you know, and they had me laughing because they said we heard that he laid down some pretty good numbers and he went soft just to go down the track. I said he didn't have to go soft because, Rick, I tell you, there's another gentleman. Those guys out on the starting line, man, you guys at Capitol got a gold mine there. He's good with the people. He understands the racetrack, and he understands the logistics of what it takes to have happy customers. I'm telling you, we left there last Saturday, and I know I got one call about something, and I explained to the person that sometimes when you get those types of races and you get that amount of cars, you have to be a little more patient. Once you get patient and you let us do it the way that it's going to be done, which you'll see again this weekend with Jimmy Bradshaw out front, you will understand that when you get large amounts of cars, it takes time to get everything down the track safely. We will not race unless they are safe. So
yeah,
I had to explain that to a guy, and he understood it after I explained to him. I said, it takes one incident for all of us to be riding 2 or 3 hours to go race somewhere. But if we stay safe, our families don't suffer. It's not about the... you and me, the families of everybody suffer when we don't continue to be safe. So, but I'm grateful for everything. And the people just, I mean, people, Rick, I saw Amar at the race. I couldn't believe it, Rick. Amar come over and hugged me. I said, look at this, man. You talk about a legend.
Yeah. Yeah, Amar's a legend, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So the Carolina kids, the car
owner. Since I got all you guys on the line, I wanted to play a commercial at 9 o'clock. So if it's at all possible, let me take a couple more callers, and we're going to go to a commercial at 9 and keep on plugging about the, you know, the weekend and the upcoming events. So, Lady A, do we have any callers in the queue? Wait.
Now, Tricky Ricky.
Yes, sir.
I done got on you several times about calling me Lady A.
Oh, damn, my fault. I just said that. I said that so freely just now, too. I'm sorry.
Yes,
Fox Body, do we have any callers in the queue?
Woo! Keep
I straight, have any callers in the queue.
Fox Body.
Hey, I'm gonna when I come to make it on the third, I'm sure gonna have on the mask, so you do not know who I am.
No, and I'm gonna make sure you remember me. I'm gonna guarantee you remember me.
Right. I think you need to whip him.
Then that's exactly right. What's gonna happen.
Okay. I'm too old for whippers.
You like it. But no, you do not have any callers right now in the queue.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're free to ramble on.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Can you and Jamie hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
You damn lucky you had a headwind, because my car was going to put that number on the board, buddy.
Yeah. I went down there. I told Ricky a little earlier, even with the Carolina kid, I told him every round I was going to run down McDonald's and get a Happy Meal. That money was going back in my pocket.
Man, the car owner, Mr. Miles, had us on the floor laughing. He said he'd come back there just to fight with you. He said that's what made his day. It wasn't that he was, you know, he's from Maryland. And we're excited because he got a chance to show the world what he's done in his lifetime. Him and I were teasing each other about little teeny boys. We used to go up there to the racetrack because his dad had trucks. My uncle had trucks. And we riding the truck up there to watch the race. And I teased him. I said, now look at this. You got everybody looking through the fence at you. You know what he told me? He said, man, my mom's here today. And I said, wow. He said, she'd never been to the track, and she came to see that car. And I said, you know, that's what it's about, Jimmy. It's about the families, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's true.
We appreciate everything that you guys did out there last week. I mean, I know it was a lot of things going on. We got a lot of grudge races in. We had a lot of races pre-set up, you know, Charlie Brown, Kirk Eastep, Mike Thomas, and Charlie Redd, even though Jimmy wanted to choke me because them two had a Warren Johnson, Alan Johnson battle in the lights. They would not go in the lights because one of them said Baltimore had to go first because B comes before W, Washington. So we had Matt Gray, Kenny, we had Gary.
They say that's
oh,
real.
Man. Yeah, that's what he told me. Mike said, he said, that's why he did it. He said, because B comes before W, and he was determined Charlie Redd was going to turn them lights on first. So, and that was a good race. And that's the first time Mike's ran there since 2010. And he told me that he had the best 60-foot. And if you watch the video, he hiked the front wheels from the starting line to the 330 mark. And then here come Ralph Hardesty to run two runs before him, and Ralph lays down a full eighth-mile pass on two wheels.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, man, you'll see it on the video. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I was standing there. I said, man, the front wheel's still in the air. He never dropped the front wheels, Rick.
Yeah, Rick had that track hooking, but as you said before, Monster, we had the Lord on our side. We had not had that headwind. Travis would have took that $500 on back to Carolina with him.
And I had to tease you guys. When y'all saw it 60 foot, y'all kept looking at each other going, Lord, have mercy. I said,
Well, when you seen him run both times, I don't know if you paid attention to what the flags were doing, but they were straight out, and he was dead in the wind. I think the last one was a 402, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. So, yeah, but, you know, that's what the people there got a chance to see a gentleman that is first class, that whole team, that dedication. And then for them to show up to bring Mike Johnson to test his pro mod after just getting the engine back with the legend Ronnie Hood, man, that was first class for me, you know?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, he was so excited. He said, I've never been to Capitol. And Ronnie came over. He called me Sunday night. He called me. He said, Monster, I got to come back up there. Them people so nice up there, man, we got to come on back up there. I said, Ronnie, them people be waiting for you. But it was a very humbling Saturday for me to watch everything fall into place and my family's feeding people, Larry's family's feeding the people, making sure that everybody felt like they were at home. And big shout-outs to the Johnson family, the Browns, the Joneses. You know, everybody did a special part. The people in the fans, you know, the guy, I don't know who he is. He works for you guys, but he's the older gentleman. He walked over to me and he hugged me. He said, man, this is unreal. I said, it's not me, it's the people. When they
talking about
they
the little guy on the car?
Yeah.
With the glasses?
Yeah, yeah. He come up and hugged me. He said, man, we got to do this every week, man. Between the food and the races, I'm doing good. I bust out laughing, Jamie. I said, "That he must be kin to Jamie."
Oh, yeah, but he didn't bring it. I thought he said he
brought it. DJ, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Special shout-out to you for giving us the opportunity to come there and show you what we can do at Custom Tees. You know,
well, I tell you,
so
you guys impressed me. That's for sure. I had never seen Capitol like filled up like this in a long time. It's like you said, the people were just so friendly. The atmosphere was so calm, and everybody was having such a good time. It's just, it was joyful just to watch what was going on around this track. It was really a blessed day. It really was.
Could any of you guys imagine, looking back on it now, what the rest of the night would have been like if it didn't get so cool so fast? I mean,
oh,
I was working on the car earlier that day, and I think that the high for the day was supposed to have been like 73 or 75 or something like that. And before I got to the track, it had already gotten cool. And, you know, people were still there, like I said, but, you know, it was kind of slowly thinning out, but it was because it was getting cool, and I think some people may not have watched the weather, some may have, but, you know, the weather caught some off guard, so they was, you know, underdressed, so they were leaving. But if it was still warm or continued to be like in the 70s for the rest of the night, now you know how long it would have taken to get out the track?
I know.
But you know, Rick, you know,
sweatshirts.
You know why that happened, Rick? Because it helped Custom Tees and Capitol Raceway understand the things we have to do next year to make the race even more flowful for the fans, the spectators, and the racers. I mean, we got truly educated because I'm going to be honest with you. At 4 o'clock, I looked over, I said, we got to do what we got to do. We got to go with the race. At 6:30, I look back up there, I said, what in the world just happened, you know? And it just, you know, Larry come to me, and it was so funny. I was standing up there with Jimmy watching the racetrack when the Carolina Kid made his last shakedown, and the owner, he looked at me and pointed at me, and he smiled, and I just smiled back because he doesn't really smile. He stays neutral. And I said, what's wrong? He said, we can do it, baby. He said, if this thing stay like it is right now the rest of the night, we can do this. He said, I just want to do it just to have a good time. He says, it's been a long time since I've been able to go and have fun while we race. And he said, just to see all his people come to watch him race that can't ever see that car because it mostly races in the South. Uh-huh. And then when I called him today and told him that he had three or four heavy hitting pro mods up here that offered to run him again, and I said to him, he said, it doesn't matter which one it is. It doesn't matter. He said, if they prep the track the same way and we got a little bit more heat, he said, I'll turn it up and none of them can run with me. I said, go on, boy. And he was very, very happy with the whole, I mean, just the way you guys at Capital Raceway treated him, you know? And he told me, he said, we'll be back. I said, all right.
Monster, you know tomorrow is Friday, right?
Yep.
I haven't got my T-shirt yet. It's been two events, and I forgot, and I still haven't gotten it this week.
I know Larry T. You hear me? I got the T-shirt downstairs. I brought a bag of them in here the other day, and everybody in the house was pulling out the bags. I said, and they laughed because I said, I got to hold one or two for Rick because it's got your name on the back. That's the
right.
only everybody's name that race is on the back of that shirt along with Capital Raceway and all the sponsors. And the reason why is because without them, there is no us. Without the people, there's no us. Without the racetrack, there's no us. So we stay respectful and neutral. And I'm real excited to come back up this weekend because I get to sit in the bleachers and watch. But then the following weekend, I'm coming up with Big Dirk and them because Manu, my other partner, is going to be there. And I want to see him race on Mike's bike. So, you know, I'm real excited to come back to the bike race because they got a car show for Herman Shelton, who passed away earlier this year. And it's down at Regency Furniture. So I got to go there first and read a letter that somebody wrote. And then I'm coming up to Capitol. So that'll be three Saturdays in a row I get to go home, you know. So I appreciate everything, man.
I want to say you guys put on a class act race. And if we can do half as well as you did, man, it'll be a great show. And I know that Sterling probably feels the same way. But the whole Custom Tees family, I mean, I was upset because I didn't get a chance to get the food, but I saw it. And, man, it looked some kind of good.
Hey, Dirk, let me tell you what happened to me. My wife brought me up something to eat. Everybody, you know how everybody tell me they family to me, right? She had it to me. And I swear to you, I had 26 brothers in a matter of 2 seconds. You hear me? I said, my mama ain't had this many kids. They said, come on, bro. Come on, bro. I said, man, here, get into it, man. We share it. They, you know, but that's what it is, you know. Charlie Redd, you had me in tears laughing at him and Mike up there on that burn down. You were just standing there shaking your head, just dying laughing because
you thought. I'm going to tell you, Charles, is as everybody knows, is a bracket racer first and then got into the Top Sportsman. We done put a bigger motor and gotten bigger and bigger with that program. But I think he's really enjoying this match racing stuff, especially this money he's taking home. This money, he is really enjoying this match racing stuff. So I think it was good that you gave the average racer opportunity to come in there and get some money for their hard work and efforts, man. People spend a lot of money in these cars and these motorcycles, and to see them go down the track, people love it. But for them to get some gas money, or, you know, they can buy some oil or whatever they got to do, man, it's just a good thing, man. You guys was able to give them some money back, you know, so. Like I said, you guys are definitely a class act, and we're definitely following, you know, those footsteps.
And, Dirk, as I told you before, and Larry spoke with me about that this morning, you know, on the 20th, you know, anything you need when I get there or before I get there, you know to dial my number, and we'll be there for you. Because I can go ahead and say it. We're working on a future arrangement between the two as an alliance to do a race together. So that's going to be, I mean, Rick, you thought we had some people there. Boy, just imagine when we get D.C. and they tie Baltimore in there, we're going to have to we're gonna have to extend the gates out to the 301. You hear me?
Absolutely. Yep. When I was a kid, you had to park by the skating ring and walk down. There were so many cars. We want to try to do that again, definitely.
We will. You know, if we keep our faith and we work together as a union and hold respect for one another and remember to always help one another, there's nothing that can't be done as a group.
Absolutely.
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 But I do got to ask you one question, Derek.
Go ahead.
I saw you up there when the Blue Nova and the Purple Nova were running. I saw you pointing over to the Purple Nova and not the Blue Nova. So I got to be biased when I say this, but you was like everybody else. You were shocked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I didn't think that car ran that fast.
Oh, man. You know, I got, and big props out to those two. And like you said, all week I've gotten calls from the guys that you call average. I don't call them average, Dirt, because those are the people that have put us in a position to be able to do things for them. And, you know, it's funny. My brother-in-law is the owner of that blue car, Charlie Brown. And
yeah.
Charlie, on this morning on the phone, said to me, all week he's gotten the same phone call you just spoke about, that the average guy got a chance to be a part of our show. And I think that's what helped the whole Metropolitan DMV grudge deal, because now you can take a guy that bracket race and you can show that he can match race or grudge race and be successful, you know?
Yeah.
And it's overwhelming to me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm still tired, Jimmy Bradshaw. You work me like a Hebrew, you know? But no, we appreciate everything, Dirk.
We might have an average Joe on the phone line. I've been told we got a caller in queue. So, Ms. Foxbody, can you get the caller in queue, please?
Can you hear me? Big Dean, your
mic is on. Hello, Big Dean. Hello.
Hey. What's up, Ricky?
Gene. What's up, Gene?
What's
how you doing? I'm good.
I have to call in to support the show, listen to see what the boys got going on. I wasn't able to make it to Capitol, but I sure missed one heck of a time.
Yes, you did, man. Yes, you did. I thought I'd see you there with Kenny and Pete and John and Lewis. Matter of fact, Lewis and I were pitted right beside each other, so I saw all them guys at one time. So
I'm doing hard to get back out there. I'm regrouping, getting stuff back together, so I hope to join y'all next year and get out there and do some good racing.
Yeah.
You know I miss you, man.
What's that?
You hear me?
I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
You know I missed you last Saturday.
Oh, I know. I hope you did. I would hope my presence would be missed. I was hoping nobody missed. I was thinking nobody missed me.
I asked Kenny. I said, hold on, man. Something missing. I see three quarters of the horseman. Where's the fourth part? He said he had something he had to do, but I'm keeping them posted on the telephone. So. And I heard y'all was out there with your fingers out trying to count from the I saw him with his 1, 2, 3, 4 trying to count Rick run. So I just figured I'd let you know that, Rick. You hear me?
I think Rick got him running scared a little bit.
Hey Rick, you hear me?
They gotta do a lot more than that. As you see, I let out both passes around the 3:30, so you ain't gonna
now,
pick
Rick,
I'm too good for that one.
Kenny had his thumb up first. I saw him. Pete, too. They said 1, 2, 3, 4. I saw him counting, and I just
smiled. Rick, I think the boys are all regrouping. They're coming hard next year. I believe Pete and John got something up their sleeve. I don't know what it is. I believe Kenny, you know, he's always sneaky. Sneaky Kenny.
Oh,
Kenny,
yeah.
He always
that's my new name I gave to Kenny. Sneaky
that's
Kenny.
That's what I heard.
Kenny is now Sneaky.
We got to change his name. That's his nickname for him.
And I don't know if I'm coming back conventional head or what yet. I might come back 6-0. I don't know. I'm sitting with an empty engine compartment. I don't know what my plan is yet.
Oh, Lord. I know you like a book now. You're trying to sell me fried ice cream. I know better.
Oh, Lord. Hey, you know we're going to try to come back like we're supposed to. We ain't going to come try to come back.
I'll send you the video, though. I promise
yeah, I
to send
have
you
the video.
Video. Yeah. Because I want you to see Rick shaking down. So when y'all come back across that bridge, you know what you got. And I got a pick on them, Rick, because I don't get to mess with them too often. They too busy. So.
Mm-hmm. I had 15 people call me and text message and hit me up on Facebook. Man, Ricky made a hell of a shakedown up here. I mean, they were really impressed. I had more than enough people tell me that, but he must have made one hell of a run.
All right, well let me ask you this: the information that you got, which car were they talking about?
Both cars. They said both cars look good.
Oh man,
they told me both cars were right.
The reason why I asked that question is because nobody has seen the Camaro run before besides the race against JC. And as I tried to explain to some people, when I ran JC, the way the car left is not how the car runs. So, Gene,
I think you proved that.
I'm not Gene. Kenny, Pete, John, and quite a few other people saw how at Capitol that car hiked the front end up and carried it out there, you know, a good little ways past the 60-foot before it sat down. But on that particular run, it shook the tires at the 60-foot, and I got out of it and got back in it.
Why do you think my boy told you he couldn't give you no brake or nothing else? He can't give you a whole lot.
Y'all ran big sexy, man. Come on.
Everybody get lucky every now and then. We've been running him all year. We finally just got by him. Hey, if you go to school and fight the same one every day, one day you're going to get his ass.
You think so, Gene?
One day you're going to get him. You're going to catch him on a bad day. We call Big Sexy on a bad day. Well, I'm hoping to catch Kenny on a bad day, in all honesty. But, you know, If
Kenny does the deal that he said he would with him running one system and I do me in either car, I'll take that race.
I think he's crazy for taking that one, but that's his car.
I would prefer that Kenny just give me the kick and we go head up. And you know,
he can't do that. Kenny can't judge a kick.
Well, I mean,
Kenny can give you half track.
Look, he may not be able to judge the kick, but his ET should be able to pick me up from whatever I take off the kick. You see what I'm saying?
And I'll tell you what, it ain't that much difference in them two cars. Have to have a pro mod to catch you if he give you the kick.
Shit, man, stop hyping up the radio airwaves, Gene.
I'm telling you, ain't no way he can give you the kick. He couldn't catch you. He ain't no way he can catch you with the kick.
Now, what I suggest, and he said he would do also, is just for him to put some 10-5s on the car and run me head up. You know what I mean? I think that would be a much, much more feasible race for the both of us, and neither one of us, you know, may not feel outed or shorted by any means.
Well,
either way, you know what I mean?
Another thing, Kenny's never run a 10 5-pounder car. He's never ran one. So how in the world are you going to sit there? I mean, I don't know how he's going to do that race either.
Well, y'all got the best chassis man in the world working on the car, so that's how you do it.
Well, I'm sure if he gave it to you, he knows what he's doing, so he ain't no dumb racer. He knows what
hey, Rick.
He is, what he can't give.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, boss.
I was given something that was, I forgot to give it to you, and I wanted to take a minute. We lost a guy in 2010. Larry Estep, his brother had given me, because he said you had asked somebody for one of the memorial stickers for Larry Estep, Kurt, who was
that's been a couple of years ago at the Quarter Mile Brothers banquet.
Yeah, I got one of them. Actually, I got like 30 or 40. If people see me and ask me for it, I mean, you know, Larry was a great guy, and he was a big sponsor for Custom Tees Racing, and his brother sat out for a little bit because he just didn't want to do it. But to get him back and to come back the way he did, to come back to Capitol, and, you know, get in a grudge race and have a good time. We and him teased each other because Larry would never let me rest the week before a race. The phone wouldn't stop ringing. 4:30 in the morning. Oh, babes, what's going on? So, you know, I have those stickers, so if people want them, but I especially put two away for you so they can go on both cars. Because
yeah,
he said
well,
you had been asking. Yeah. And that was his son in that little white car that you like. You said, man, that thing sounds pretty good. So
was it?
So we, yeah, that's little Larry in that little white Honda. Yeah.
Okay.
So we were, I was real excited to get Kirk back there. And then to get little Larry, Larry's son there, man, that meant the world to me. And then Matt Graves came up from North Carolina with that beautiful Trans Am. I mean, just so many people, Spunky Wolfie, Hustling Henry Butler. You know, you try not to leave people out. J.R. Harris, you know, the Baltimore guys, Charlie Redd. You know, I got a chance to sit down and talk with, they do races down south. I don't remember his name, but he just said that we had a whole different atmosphere there, and I told him that's because the people there, they want that, you know, they want the grudge races, they want that because it gets an opportunity to come out and watch your family race, you know, and
right.
That's what's important, you know, and the horseman is part of the family. So, Gene, Kenny can get a break up, all right?
Well, I don't mean to interrupt y'all, but I also want to give a special thanks out to Custom T and everything they did this year. They put on a few good shows. We enjoyed coming to all of them, and we're looking forward to them next year. They were some of the best shows I think we attended all year. They were real good shows. You went out of your way to put them on. We appreciated as racers, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of people when I say we appreciate them.
Yeah, so that means y'all going to let Rick have the break at the next one we do in May. I got the date today from Royce.
I'll tell you what, if I can get
Wait. Don't let Kenny, Gene answer that with Kenny on the line. Mr. Fox, everybody, open Kenny's mic. Kenny, you there?
Can you hear me, Rick?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
I don't know, man. You tell me, brother.
Kenny, you didn't open a bag of worms.
I heard Gene said I was crazy. What's going on with Gene? He sound crazy.
Well, he said that, you know, respectfully, you can't give me the kick, you know, because the cars are similar and stuff like that. And because of the nice shout-out he just did, Martha said, well, you should be able to give me the kick come next year.
I'm not – Martha, now, I can't give him the kick now. Said, I gave a guy a kick in Fayetteville. I gave him two kicks, and he kicked my ass.
All right. Hey, Kenny, what we'll do next week, we'll all sit down and figure it out. But I got the date from Royce Miller today down at MIR. We're definitely returning back there to do the Door Slammer Nationals, but I have not sat down with the home track, which you were very impressed with, Capital, because you looked at me and said, this place is killer. So to get that horseman up there, that'll be a good run, because I told Tom Tillman he got to come up the road. And he just smiled at me. He said, we'll do whatever you need, big bro. I said, I'm excited, you know?
Yeah, I was impressed with Capital. I like to go up there and I get my Chevelle straight and do a little playing up there on Friday nights and stuff. It's a right little drive for me, but I can't go a lot of Fridays, but I pick at least a couple of them and go up there and go. I was really impressed with the track.
Me and Rick will put up $20 a piece for gas. We'll get you there. I don't know if I'm going across that. Look, when you got to go back across and pay that 301 toll, that's $26. So you better damn say drive slow going back down the road. You hear me?
You ain't lying. I think it's 28 or 29 for a three-axle trailer, but they really get that
money for it. We went across that thing a couple of weeks ago. I had to look back at the lady. I thought she had a gun in the booth. You hear me?
Yeah, it's terrible. I can tell you that right now. It's terrible. No, I gave Rick a fair race now. I gave him a fair race. He got all them guns on there. I'm going to take all my guns off of one. And, I can't be no more fair than that. I think he jumped at that. I'm gonna be outmatched on that one.
Hey, hey, when you say all them, you made me bite my tongue just now. When you say all them guns, you say that like I got a pro mod mode or something.
Can I say you got more than two?
Depending on what car you talking about.
I don't care what car it is. It don't matter what car it is.
Oh. Well,
hey, Rick. Hey,
you might not can't say I got more than two, depending on the car. I only got two on one and three on the
Rick,
other one. Yeah.
Rick, you're telling too much, man. That's the horseman. Remember, you got three, they got five. Remember that, man. Talking to? What's his new nickname? Kenny, what? Sneaky? What's his last name?
Sneaky. Please remember that, son. Never could have.
Yeah, sneaky. Well, I mean, they already know what I got, so, you know, it's all love.
Yeah,
we good.
We having fun. But you know what? For the real note, you guys have been very supportive of us, and that's why we came down when you did your first annual race, and I know you're going to do it again, and we'll be back there again. And anything we can do to help the custom tees, we will. So we have open arms to any and everybody that wants to put on races. If we can help you, you give Larry T a call, and he'll do what he can. And we'll make it happen because we had a great time with Capital Raceway, Kenny. I mean, you were up on the front line, and you had me laughing. You said, where all these daggone people come from? I can't see. And I just laughed at you, you know.
Kenny, you still there?
Kenny's call has dropped.
Oh, okay.
Kenny can afford a nice race car. He can't afford a good phone.
Pete texted me and said, leave the enforcer alone. Is that the name that's on Jada Kenny's car now?
Yeah, that's the name Pete put on the car. Pete put that name on it.
Oh, the enforcer, huh?
The enforcer.
Oh. Well, I guess the enforcer going to have to go meet the prosecutor and then go down the Green Mile. How about that?
I know this year was interesting. Next year's got promising things coming.
Yes, it does.
Kenny, your mic is on.
All right, thank you. I think I dropped the call or something.
Yeah, Gene says you can afford a nice race car, but you got a crappy phone.
Man, I got an iPhone. I guess it ain't worth a shit.
Oh, yeah, it ain't. You got some garbage there, buddy.
Hey, Kenny, they got a question about your car.
What question is that?
About this.
They call it the Enforcer?
Pete named the name. I like that name called the Enforcer.
The Enforcer, huh? Well, I guess the Enforcer's gonna have to come see the prosecutor and then walk the Green Mile, huh?
Yeah. Hey, look, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but you're going to have to be on your A game. I can promise you that.
Hey, that's where it's at. Hey, tell me this. What happened to JC coming up this weekend? Or was it because
coming,
I didn't get back home?
Last weekend or coming up at Capital Race?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, last weekend. Was it because I didn't get back home?
He said he wasn't coming. He wasn't going to drive all the way to Capital unless you locked the race in. And you were just for sure about the intake until late, so he wasn't coming.
Okay.
He said he would have came. If you would have locked the race in, he would have came, but he wasn't going to race because of that.
That's no problem.
Yeah, we could have arranged that. That was easy.
I heard he been dreaming about me, so I don't know.
Y'all need to do that race again, man. You know, JC didn't have a lot of problems, and hopefully he's got a few of them straight. I don't know if he's just done any testing here lately or not, but I know he's going down to the shakedown, so I guess he'll do some testing.
You know that he's done some testing. You know he done some testing lately.
I don't know, man. I was at the track with y'all.
I know that he done some testing lately. Oh, that was just this weekend past. I know that he done some testing.
Oh, he did some testing last Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got pictures, Kenny. We got phones too. We don't need no iPhone. We got pictures too up here. Y'all ain't the only ones. Rick, they sent out a video once you made a pass. I don't know which one of them did it, but I'm going to snitch on them because I'm locked into their phone. So when they sent the, they said, oh, my God, Rick just made a ridiculous shakedown pass. And, look, you know me, I'm standing over there just to grin and say, yeah, 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 because I thought, I knew it was Kenny.
Hey, Mom, I'm going to tell them like everybody else said, everybody looks fast when they're running by themselves.
Hey, well, that's why I asked y'all which car was y'all talking about look so good.
Well, both of them look fast.
But I was by myself, so that's, as you just said, they all look fast by themselves.
Yeah, that is true. They do look fast by themselves. But I think I give you props, though. I mean, you made it from point A to point B. I know you shut it down after the 3:30, but still made the trip.
I was gonna say something, and I'm gonna stop myself before I even say what I was getting ready to say. But I was about to hang myself, dear. Go ahead, what did you say?
I said, you are in a private investigator doing some spy touching on JC.
I ain't understand. Say that one more time.
I said, did you hire a private investigator to do some spying on JC?
Did I? No. Man, let me tell you, I've been accused of standing on the start line with a stopwatch, going in the tower, doing this, doing that. I don't need to do any of that stuff. All I got to do is see a car run, and I know where I'm at. The problem with JC is I already know what he has, I know what it's been, and I know what it's capable of going. You see what I'm saying? See, a guy like you, I gotta judge your car off of what I see.
Well, you know my car is slow, so. Yeah.
Well, you might have been down on some power that might be run at the creek, but now I do have some spies on your ass, so I'm gonna just tell you that I do got some spies out on you. And as I told you, the information that I got back said, no, man, you cannot run him head up.
Well, see, I made it fair for you, though. You already put on that, you go murder my ass on. If I stay on one, you run everything, you go murder my ass. But you actually, I can quote that.
Hey, I'm going to bust you in the head right from the word go. You're going to fall right there. You kill the head, the body going to fall.
Mm. Hey, Kenny. I got to tell you the truth, man. When JC makes a run, the boys down there text us an email, y'all got a busted head coming. Oh, man, we get all kind of texts. So I say to myself, I said, all you got to do is just sit back and wait. You know what he did, if he's doing good or not, because it depends on how many of them text you. You hear me? So that's
yeah,
right.
You're right.
Oh, man, you get all kind of texts. Y'all dead up in D.C. Oh, I'll be like, okay. So.
All right, guys. Well, Miss Foxbody said we got Eddie and Q. So, Miss Foxbody, can you open Eddie's mic?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? I was just calling to say, man, I had a real good time up there with y'all, Monster.
What's up, boy?
Man, ain't too much, man. I'm sitting back chilling, listening to y'all. Y'all got a good little show going on. I'll just sit back and chilling.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
What happened? That New York car was trying to put the footsies on you, boy.
I was trying. I thought he was going to do something, but he didn't do nothing, so...
Well, he ain't show up, I think he has some problems. Yeah. We appreciate
y'all coming out, man.
You guys always, every show we've ever done, you guys have always, so many people, and we truly appreciate you. I mean, you know how we roll, man.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, here's a gentleman, as everybody say, the average Joe. This is one of the gentlemen that was slated to run on the card against Big George. So, you know, we were real excited because, Eddie, tell us the truth. One of us is getting old. Is it me or you? Because I know we've been out there. We used to go to Shooters in the bus lot, and that was 1977.
I think it's you, man.
My uncles used to take us down. We'd be in the back seat of the car looking out the window. They said, don't get out the car. And me and Eddie, we'd be parked next to each other going, our uncle's going to tear you up. My uncle's going to get you, you know?
Yes, so, indeedy. But, man, I had a real good time, man. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. We appreciate y'all, man.
Y'all keep up the good work, man.
That's all I wanted to say. You guys make it so we do what we do. Your fuel keeps us burning, you know. And then, I mean, Eddie, was it phenomenal, the treatment of the racetrack up there?
Yes, indeed. I came in early in the morning, too.
Yeah. I mean, you were there when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
They had open arms for it, man. Made you feel like you were down at the beach, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But all right, man. Y'all have a good night. And Tricky Rick, I listen to your show all the time. Y'all got it going on.
Well, I appreciate it, sir. It's no show without you fans listening in. Regardless if you talk or you just listening. For those who may not know, and I'm gonna just put it out there. Just about every week, I get a text from Jay Barnes with the ratings. I haven't been in the top five, but I've been in the top 10. I was number one for quite a long time as far as show ratings go. But for the last 3 weeks, I've been holding steady at like number 7, and amongst quite a few big name people, SHIA, Radio, Drag Illustrated, Pro Stop Joe, Mario Mondays. So, you know, the DMV is really helping keep us in the top 10. It would be nice to be in the top 5, but as long as we're consistent, that's all that matters. And, you know, just doing what we do to uplift our area, so I'm good with that.
Yes,
but without the callers, there is no show.
All right, then. Y'all have a good night.
You too, Eddie, man. I'll talk to you later,
listen to y'all.
All right. Thank you, sir. Lady A, do you see... God darn it.
Your behind gonna hurt so bad you ain't gonna be able to sit down.
Man, that sounds like a paddle beating too. We got Pete on the line, 804-0433. I do apologize. It's not on purpose.
804-0433, your mic is on.
What's going on, Rick?
What's up, Pistol Pete?
Ain't nothing. I got my co-pilot on with me. He has something. He needs to get somebody on that he needs to talk to.
Okay, who was that?
Short Dog.
Short Dog.
Oh. Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
All right. How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing good tonight, sir. How about yourself, man?
All right. I'm glad everybody was on the airwaves. Ronnie owed me some money.
Okay. Who was that? Ronnie who?
Ronnie Reese.
Oh, Garden.
The one y'all woke me up for. Do you remember, do you recall waking me up out of my good sleep?
Oh, when Dirk. That's Dirk Field right there. Dirk, you still there?
Yeah, Short Dog. I don't know, Ronnie. I heard what Ronnie said, and I talked to Ronnie today. And he said that he would have bet anything on the tree.
And he's lost on the tree.
See, I don't know. I didn't watch I seen one shakedown that they made with the bike, but that was it. And that was early. So I didn't see what happened afterwards. Did y'all get a chance to race?
No. And if we did, everything I said was going to happen.
Show Dog, you my hero.
I'm gonna say I had to get on here tonight because they woke me up out of my sleep last week. So I said I'm gonna try to stay up. It was hard for me to stay up to tape, but I'm waiting. I was holding it in. But I'm going straight to his job tomorrow.
I think you might have to saddle up on the bike on the 20th, because I think I heard Ronnie say something about you saddling up on the bike on the 20th.
Uh-oh.
I was, but I won't be here now. They got $10,000 down the road. I'm trying to go get it.
Okay.
And that bike ain't giving me that.
Say it French, short dog. We going to get it.
Yeah, we going to get that. I can guarantee you. Well, I'm going to try anyway.
Absolutely.
Troy, while I got you on the phone, I want to give you a big, big shout out, man. I mean, boy, you had everybody there shaking their head when you made that run. Even Jack Rogers come over to me. He said, "Did you see what short dog did?" I said, "Nope." He said, "You're a lie." We had a good time, brother, and I appreciate you coming up to take care of the fans, man.
That's what I was going to put on my cousin's motorcycle.
Oh, Lord.
Did I tell Ronnie that last week, what I was going to do, Rick?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay. All right.
And
I just wanted to hear more tonight.
Maybe he didn't understand because you had that sleepy voice going on.
Oh, he heard it. He ain't on here tonight. I told him I'm going to be on here Thursday.
Hey, Troy, what was the tree, though? Did you have a better tree than a bike?
Well, my first one, the bike, he ran three times. I only made one hit. Well, we made two hits. My first hit, I was an 04 bug. His first hit, he was a red light, and the second hit, he was a red light. The third hit, he was perfect. But you don't win. He was perfect on the third one. When he did make his hit, it was perfect. But if you get a chance of red lighting three times, you got to bound to get lucky sooner or later.
Right. But I heard that young man is on kill on that bike.
Well, he ain't on kill on it. He only been on it twice. But he is riding it. You know, I ain't going to knock him now. He's a good man to be on it right now. And that I can give him all the credit for.
Okay.
But he only going to get better with it. He only can get better with it. I ain't going to take none of that from him. But I know if he's set beside that black and yellow one, what we're going to have, I'm going to knock his head off. I do know that.
I hear Family Feud. I wish we could have got that up on the 20th. But we'll play that back at another date.
Yeah. But I can't lie to you. I wanted to be there so bad riding. I wanted to be on two wheels next week. But I got overruled. My crew said, "We got to go down south." Ain't that what y'all said, Monster?
Yeah, we got to go. That's important for y'all to go represent the DMV because you got a couple cars down there that don't think you're capable of doing what you do best, and that's drive a race car. So they were teasing me because I said a friend of mine that lives down there, I mailed him out. I had that short dog shirt you gave me. I mailed it to him today, so I told him when he get down there, come over to you so you can sign it for him because he's going to be counting the money on the way back up the road, and he just laughed. I think he told me Mighty Joe Young is his guy. Whoever loses got to wear that person's shirt to the next race. I told him, man, you might as well get ready and get your stuff pressed because you're going to be wearing short dog stuff.
When we go down there, matter of fact, I think I ain't even at home. My nephew in the garage, he was tuning. You still tuning my car, Pete?
It's on kill.
Hey, so y'all know next week. Hey, Rick, if I come back next week, I'll tell you she in pieces. You know who did it.
Okay. It's on Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Have to pull Pete Tune card.
Pete, now listen. Go down there and beat them on the racetrack like you always do, you know? See, you go point A to point B. That's the most important thing on the 20th. It's point A to point B, all right, Pete?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make sure she's giving me the B, but I'm going to try to give him something to see before.
All right, man. All right, we're going to be – actually, they'll be on the phone with me because all them boys down south, you know, they love calling me up when they think they got to do something to us, and I tell them all the time. Don't get your Wheaties too full up with milk because you ain't going to like the way they taste.
Rick, I ain't going to hold your show, but I'm on mute. Put me on mute.
No, tell where you racing at this weekend?
Where am I racing at? I don't even know. I just know I'm going. I'm driving. Where is that, Pete? How's it look?
Capital, man. We talking about this weekend.
I'm talking about this weekend's Capital, Rick.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about the 20th.
Oh, the 20th. Okay, where's that?
That's down D.
That's going to be Orangeburg.
Orangeburg, okay. All right.
I don't know. Just like racing. They point me in the direction. I just go.
Sure, dog. You got the old Jacks this weekend, or who we got again? Jack Rogers again, or what?
Well, now we're doing a four-car shootout. Capital.
Who's in it?
Jeff Rogers. What's that guy name from up New York? Well, we know Old Jax.
Hey, Monster. But I'm like you. I sure hope we draw Jeff first round. I want to show him that was a mistake.
Oh yeah. Hey, Pete, you know what Jeff called and told me, right, the next day? He told me, I had a little problem with the car, but you let them boys know this weekend I'll be back waiting on them. I said, look at here. I said, Short Dog told me to let you know what he did in Maryland was a short statement for what he's going to do again this weekend. So you know Jeff told me, are we betting hamburger? I said, you got it, babe. So when y'all
you should be fooled, Moss.
Jeff told us up in the tower at the track the 29th at Mr. Tosman's race that he wanted to line up beside Marquez. Has anything been put in the works to try to make that happen?
Yes, he wants to race Marquez. Gotta do it here. I almost had him up.
Anything about that, Moss?
No, but you know me. I'll get Larry to call Mark, and you know, me and Jeff, we talk on it probably 2-3 times a week because he always sending me all that old horse shit across the telephone. So I have to, you know, sometimes I got to pull over and get on the back of my truck and sit on the tailgate. But I'm telling you, boy, he got some stuff with him. But you know, that's a guy that's dedicated, you know. If you say race, he don't care where you go. You know, that night he ran you, August 4th down there, Troy, he called me at late and said, look, I'm leaving work. I'm going to come. He said, just make sure I can run Troy. I said, huh? He said, I don't want nothing. I just want to sit beside him so I can make sure I let him know who's the man. He said he's the Maryland man is what he called himself, man. You hear me?
But Monster. Monster. Man, yes, hello?
Yeah, go for it. Y'all been doing that since Monster.
He deserved to be wanting to run me. I've been beating on him ever since we've been racing. I'm tired of beating on him. I beat on him so much, I'm punch drunk. And guess what would have happened, Monster?
Same thing.
If my car didn't happen, the same thing would have happened. He's still been trying. The next time you would have talked to him, he would have told you the same exact story.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Troy. You know, since I got a little connection with Larry, and we got the May 28th at Buzz Creek next year, that race, I figure we get creative. We're going to try to do something before that at Capital. So we'll run y'all at Capital, then both qualifiers at Maryland. I figure I get creative and put you two next to each other.
Man, that man, hey, I don't know if he can fight. But I know one thing, he ain't going to beat that black and yellow car. Not that easy. So, you have some boxing gloves. Because he's going to think you put me up to keep beating on him. He's going to try to beat somebody.
I don't know. He told me they got it figured out. So, Bob Mark was smiling the other night. He said, we got this thing figured out. I said, all right. We'll find out.
Who do you think? Bob Marley. He said Bob Marley.
Bob Mark.
That's Bob Marley. I used to deal with him, too.
Okay.
Hey, Monster, I don't know. Next year, you might have a surprise for him. He might not want that trouble.
Yeah, next year, it'll be a whole different ball game.
Man, I just want to ride on the golf cart when they pull you up there. That's all I want to do.
I guarantee you next year, it'll be a whole different ball game.
Yes,
they're gonna think I hit a lottery.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, short dog.
I'm trying to hit, though. I'm still playing. I ain't did it yet.
Hey, play one in Virginia for me while you're down there every week, too.
No problem. But if it come out, I'm going to tell you I played it, but it was the one that didn't hit.
Yeah. But how you been doing other than that? Everything's good?
Oh, yeah, everything good, Monster. Everything good.
Man, we appreciate y'all coming up there last week, man. That was huge, man. I mean, everybody, that three-man draw was something, wasn't it, Troy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but I appreciate you guys. I know Larry does. You know, we all won. So we greatly appreciate everybody, the people, the fans.
Hey, Rick.
I mean,
hey, Rick.
Did you see Amar, Troy?
Huh?
Hold on. What
did you say?
Did you see Amar Troy?
Yeah. Yeah, I seen him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was cheering for you. I told him, I said, man, we got to put you in there. You know what he told me? Oh, no. Them things don't play now.
What you saying, Pete?
Hey, Rick. I think I got something I want to say. Mr. Wiggy Bird. Man,
uh-oh.
My buddy said he came all the way from Virginia and tried to run him twice up there Saturday. And he wanted to run him off the trailer, and he didn't run. And then he asked to get in the lane to run, and then he said he was going to run somebody else, I guess the serial killer guy. Now, well, I'm trying to figure, he can race that guy anytime because they live up there together, but this man came 2 hours away to race him. Now, why he wouldn't get that man his race after he said he was going to run it?
Now, that I can't speak on. I did ask that gentleman to get on the show to address it. We don't have any callers in the queue, and I don't think that he called. Maybe he forgot, but I don't know how to really call that one.
I'm going to tell you,
the man from Virginia that drove up 2 hours, got in the race. Yes, he should have. If he was a man of his word and he was going to do what he was going to say he'd do, yeah, he should have run the man. But that is out of...
I think what it is, he's scared of Virginia. See, he's something like Jack Rogers. He's punch drunk. We didn't beat him so much in Virginia. He's scared. He ain't coming to Virginia with nobody.
Well, he said he got fans in Virginia and at Richmond, so...
You also have fans when you keep on losing. They'd like to see you coming because they know you're easy.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm asking my question then. Name one Virginia car he beat this year.
I don't know.
Hey, Pete.
Huh?
I'm going to tell Ricky and I'm going to let all y'all know. The way to get style, talk to his son. His son's 15 years old. He's a lot of racist. You got to talk to his son.
Well, that's really not legit, neither. You know, he could swindle his way out of that, too. But, if he's going to be in the game again, if he's going to stand by what he say he'll run anybody, then, it should be what he say.
Hey, Pete, I'm going to get off of here.
Okay. Well, you know, I had a good time Saturday. You know, lovely, good racing. I'm just mad Horseman couldn't handle it in there because I know if we had been there, he would have made some havoc and something bad was going to happen to somebody. So I'm just upset about that. But other than that, I had a good time.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. I think it would have been nice if y'all had something up here to race.
Hey, Rick, you know it's bad. Kenny called me and said, man, he want to take the Chevelle. And he know that's already broke. He wanted to take Infinity Tandem up. That's how bad he wanted to race. I said, man, you talking crazy here, man.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, well, it happens sometimes. You know, when people got that itch for the game, man, that's just, you know, that's what you do sometimes. It's just part of the racing world, man.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, Rick, I had my horseman, my manager, Pete, he had to calm me down. He said, man, don't take a car and tear that car. He had to stop me. I wanted to go some kind of bad thing. I wanted to bring it, but
Hey, Pete, I heard you holler out you wanted to try that 69 Camaro of Jeff Somerville with the Chevelle. That was a heck of a race with him and Cubby in the King Kong car, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a good race, yeah. I was...
I wish they could have both made it clean and had the little issues, but that was a pretty good run there. I really was looking forward to seeing the Chris and Brick run. I kind of upset. I just anticipated because I just wanted to see it because, I don't know, I just think that's going to be a good run. I just wanted to see it. But, you know,
yeah,
it is what it is. We can't help what it is.
Yeah, but you know, like I said, Jeff Somerville and that cover in the King Kong car, but the one that really, really meant a lot to me was the gentleman, Wendell Howard in that little Hawk truck. He had a couple problems, but Mr. Shackelford, now here's the gentleman that came 8.5 hours to come up there with us at Shackelford Race and had that Monte Carlo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then, like I said, I'm like you. I wanted to see Rick make that pass for Tricky Rick and the Hillary family, but a couple things happened, and we just ran out of time. The Capital Raceway was, so everybody knows, they did everything they could to hold it over as long as possible to make it happen. So I was very happy about that, Pete. But don't count us out yet. We still might make something happen.
Don't worry. It's like, y'all just saving Rick for me and John when we come along. We're going to bust that ass for him.
Hold on a second, Rick. I don't think they're talking to you, are they?
You know I'm talking to him.
Nah, he's just talking now. You know, they highly anticipating the new season, the new car, and running OPS, you know what I'm saying, taking the chance of getting this title, this belt. You know what I mean? But, you know, like I told him before, this stuff don't come easy. And I got a little assassin hitman on my team now that before you even get to me, you got to go through him. And he ain't no light comer. So heavy 3,300 pounds, conventional head Camaro, two systems, small cube against big block. You know what I'm saying? We can have it. But, just to shed a little light on the Chris Butler situation, I done got a couple phone calls where he wanted to lock in, and I haven't been able due to me getting on the show today and some other personal business that I had to take care of before the show started and work. I wasn't able to call my source, but he wants to lock in 5-on-15 or better for Saturday, and I'm inclined to take it, even though I don't like how the events turned out Saturday this past. But you know, I'm about money, so I'm inclined to take it and run over top of him. Unfortunately, I don't know if he called into the show or don't want to call into the show or what. But you know, I guess if it happened, I'll let the world know, and if they care to come out, you know, they can come see it. But depending on how I feel, I may not. I don't know just yet. I was hoping to have Sterling or Ralph Hill on today, and neither one of them called in, so I couldn't let them get their thing off about their event that they got going on this weekend. But you know, it's racing. It is what it is. But if it happened, I'm gonna love to line up beside them. He reiterated to me the other night at Speed Unlimited that he gonna do some unspeakable shit to me. But hey, only thing I could do was laugh. But I told him, you know, I had to remind him of a race that me and him had at Buzz Creek a couple years back. It was an import versus domestic race. And it was qualifying, yes, it was. But you know, Chris ran a faster ET than I did, but he lost. So he remembered him. Why he lost was because I treated the shit out of him. So he said, yeah, I remember that, and I got to keep that in mind, that you treat me. I said, yeah, well, don't you ever forget that. I'm going to continue to treat you. So, you know, he hyped up right now. I don't know if the race is going to take place, but he hyped up about it if it can get off. So it is what it is. Like I said, if it happens, I'll let the world know that it's going to go down. If it don't,
then it don't.
Hey, Rick.
But Saturday, I'll be at Capitol defending my Grudge, Inc., Last Man Standing, Outlaw Pro Street, 10-5 belt, and I do plan on retaining my title. I don't plan on giving it up, cold weather and all. Yes, Ma.
I say to you the same thing I would say to Chris. Because the people in the DMV didn't get to see it, I beg that you and Chris pull into the line and take care of the people. All right? I beg y'all to get that done because it's important for the people to get what they're supposed to get. And if there's something that occurred that we couldn't and we're able to do it, for the track and the people, because the people wanted to see that. I say to you guys, do what you do. Because I'll be cheering for both of y'all, you know?
Hey, well, Rick, I respect that, but, you know, I haven't had much time to talk with my crew, and you know, that's the Hillary's. So I don't know fully what's going on with the Camaro as of right now. Some may know. We're still having a problem with the intake, and for those who was at the track and saw the run, all that smoke that was bellowing out the car. Most said, oh, I hurt the motor and I blew it up and blah, blah, blah. No, there's nothing wrong with the motor. The intake gases blew out the front and the back, so the oil was blowing down on the headers, which was making the smoke the way it was smoking. So we're trying to fix that issue. Wasn't quite sure if it was a ring problem or the vacuum pump just not doing this job, but if both cars if the Camaro is right, then I have both cars did, and it's possible that you know, we can get that race off. Otherwise, you know, I'm just concentrating on my defense of my belt. That's it. That's all. Let's see that.
Man, that's hey, I'm just letting you hold it for a little while.
Hey, said, what, Pete? Could I interrupt for a minute?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
We got Ralph on cue for Sterling's deal for this weekend. Could we bring him in 6085, and he could talk a little bit about the event for the weekend?
Yeah. What's the number? You got him on. You got him on your phone?
He's in queue, 6085, and he can probably clear up that thing about Virginia Slim as well.
Okay. Miss Foxbody, you got that 202-6085?
Yes, Paul, your mic is on.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Hayes.
Hello.
What's going
Hello.
On, sir? What's happening?
Hey, good evening, Rick. What's happening? How's everybody?
Good.
I've been listening the whole night. I just hadn't pushed the one button because it looked like you guys was having a real busy evening.
Man, you can't do that. You got to come
I know,
on and
you
talk,
know.
Man.
Yeah, you know how it is. But, I want to congratulate Monster and Custom T, first of all, for their fantastic race last weekend. We're hoping to follow sort of their lead and put on a good show this weekend ourselves. That's the Alley Boys Racing and Old Jack, and we got a pretty good show scheduled. We got, you know, you guys, the Warriors, coming out doing your points race in the 10-5 category. We got... as Short Dog mentioned earlier, we got a last man standing style Pro Mall race. Old Jack, Jeff Rogers, Short Dog, Miller Racing is supposed to be there out of New York. We also have Hustling Henry on standby in case one of the cars can't get in. And for those who don't know, you know, that's one of those races where we put do a shakedown, put everybody in a hat, and they draw a name, and then, you know, this man wins, and the next two guys go to the final. Got an open invitational race, a whole fast super car. We're hoping to make this race, you know, a race about fast cars. In this particular class, eight 880s are better for the dual cars, or 780s for the dragsters. And like Mr. Bradshaw said earlier, we're going to determine if it's going to be dragster or dragster dual car, and we're going to let the racers decide that. We got bunch of grudge races on tap. We got Cubby running the Massacre Mustang out of North Carolina. Those guys are coming up. Small time Mustang, looking to get some action in, looking to make his debut up here. Cubby's You saw last week won his race, so he told me he was ready. I think they sit a little different, but Cubby said he's ready to take them on. I'm actually in Richmond at Tom Tillman shop right now working on my Camaro, so try to get there and see what we can do with Iceman. I mean, that's been a long-time rivalry. Shackleford out of North Carolina, he's coming back. He called me and said, well, Ralph, if you can't make the call, I'm going to try Ice this time. They didn't do it last weekend, but he said he's going to try. So we got quite a few guys on tap. Wicked Bird has been running the JR car, but they've had some misfortune in testing. So Wicked Bird is still going to be looking. You know what I mean? We don't want to mislead any of our fans about who's on tap. And I think you had a question about Virginia Slim. He has had motor issues, but he's been working on it. We've been talking to him every day. He's still trying to get the car there. He is going to be there, hopefully with the car. And he is part of the Brub Brown crew. You know, there's a big race between them and Chris Klein on a reaction. So that's on tap also.
Okay.
Yeah, and then to touch on your segment.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, yeah. He had the motor back, but they had a problem putting it together, and he's been trying to get it in. And we were waiting to the last minute to, you know, to see what was going to happen. We don't want to call him out just yet. Count him out, I should say, just yet. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen. Also, on your race, just to think, I think you've been in contact with Derek. Who's also part of the crew. With that race between you and Chris, you know, we've agreed to put $1,000 in the pot for you guys if you guys lock in. So if you're going to run for $1,500, we're going to add $1,000. It'll be a $2,500 race. So just so you know, that might be an influence for you guys to do it. I mean, that's between you and Chris. You know, both of you guys are my buddies. And when I was crew chiefing with you, I was with you. When I'm helping Chris, I'm helping Chris. But I think it would be a good race, and everybody wants to see it. So hopefully you guys can work that out and get it on.
Hey, it's Cliff.
Hey, Cliff.
You ever get in touch with Styles?
I didn't. I did not get in touch with him.
All right.
And I didn't mean to leave you out, Cliff. I'm glad you spoke up. Cliff and Chris are supposed to get it on. Cliff told me the other day that he and Chris don't work out the deal. I guess Cliff is going to have to go on Nitrous to get with Chris, so we'll hopefully see that race also.
Well, I'll be there.
Okay. Well, I know Chris would be there. He hated that he didn't make it rig last week. You know how it is when you're trying to get motors in cars and make changes, and it's just last minute. You know, he tried his earnest. He's a last-minute guy, but he tries. I mean, anytime you get to the track at 10:30, you can't never count him out. So I know he's going to be there this weekend for Serial Killer, and hopefully you guys can work something out. We've got a few more days to work that thing out.
All right.
We got Black Diamond. They're going to be running a guy out of North Carolina. You know, some of those guys are not on the flyers, but they've called me and said, hey, we want to come. We want to come up and support you. We've heard wonderful things about Capital, and we're coming. So we've only got about 8 or 9 cars coming out of North Carolina that's going to be there. Some are bracket racers that want to get in an open race, and some of them are grudge racers. And with that being said, I want to thank BJ, Jimmy, for allowing us to just get into the game. You know, it's new to me and Sterling, but we're putting our best foot forward. And we've got a lot of support. Custom T, Larry, you know, several times and extended his hand to, hey, you need anything, you need teachers, you need any help putting together. So we're hoping this thing is going to work out pretty good. Pretty good. Any other questions?
What's up, Ralph?
Hey, Monster, what's happening?
Man, you know, Larry called me today. So, you know, we put our hand out, especially you and I. That we go back a long way. So, you know, anything we can do to help you, we'll be there. So,
I appreciate it. We hope we can feed folks like you guys do because, you know, that's one of the premier things of your events, you know, is the food. The food is always good. So we're hoping we're going to have an outside vendor there also, you know, preparing food. And, you know, we're hoping to make it up. And I'm looking to see if Troy can get back on top of Jeff Rogers. I'm hoping they draw each other's name first. So That'll be a good race.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Cliff. Hey,
what's up, Cliff?
Got a buddy of mine in my camp. I don't know if you little black Mustang that Kevin has called himself the Outlaw. It's a conventional headed big block. It's a little Mustang, stock suspension, 28s, no bars. He's looking for a race.
I guess
Ralph or Rick, you know someone, or you know someone steps up, you know he's looking for.
Yeah, I'll take care of that for you, Cliff.
Okay.
Jimmy said all similar right. to that. I think that Jimmy Cash is going to be there. We were supposed to be trying to get him with the Alley Boys green Mustang, you know, nitrous for nitrous.
Right.
Jack, see how that's gonna work, Cliff. But I think he's stock suspension. So.
Okay.
That might be something you want to entertain.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't know the card, but I mean, we'll be there. You know, if they know us, or you know, somebody tell us who they are, then you know, we'll go to their trailer. They come to our trailer, and we'll try to work something out.
Okay, that'll work. I'm sure he'll be calling me tomorrow. He and I have been on the phone a few times about the race, so you know, he's always willing to and looking to race. But
okay.
I appreciate you asking for us near the end, because I probably wouldn't have called in, but I appreciate you doing that to allow me to get on your show to talk about it.
Yeah, I had sent you a text earlier after I tried to reach Dirt. Actually, I sent you and Sterling a text to see if you was on, so I was looking for you earlier. You know, just didn't hear from either one of you. But,
yeah.
You know, y'all got my support. That's why I was looking for you, so... Whatever I can do, I'm cool with that.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. I appreciate everybody. I really do. I might not be the spokesman that Monster is, but I appreciate everything. I appreciate it all. And if I can do anything, or if anybody got a question, you know, just get a hold of me. And we're going to have a couple of the motorcycle guys there supporting us. East Coast Boosters, they're coming out for support. A couple of riders from out of North Carolina, they're just coming for support. They want to see this thing, you know, work very well at Capitol. And me personally, Capitol is home for me, too. I mean, we used to be a big grudge show on Friday nights with us and Jimmy Cash and so forth, and with the Blue Nova and Frank. So I'm glad to see this is coming back. And the Alley Boys is getting back on the scene. And everybody knows that the Old Jacks are at the premiere of the grudge game. So for Sterling to say, hey, Ralph, let's do this, hey, that means a lot to me also. So, again, all shout-outs to them guys and to Capitol. I mean, this is just amazing to me, for real.
Hey, Ralph, you sound like you're doing pretty good. I mean, I might get fired by Larry if you keep up this side of it. You hear me?
Well, you know what? I was surprised, Maz. I was on Pro Stock Show, and he said, man, you do pretty good. Once I get the, you know, it's just like a race car. Once I get the bugs out, I'm okay.
Got to
get the bugs out.
But, you know, the most important thing is to remember exactly what you said, and that's the support of the people. You know,
exactly.
You guys should have everything. You got Jimmy Bradshaw over there. Bradshaw makes a difference. You
okay.
got BJ.
Okay.
You got Jamie. See, they understand in order to get into the house, you got to build a strong foundation.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
what you guys are doing. And like I said,
oh, yeah.
you know, Larry's going to do any and everything for anybody. Anybody that goes to do a race, dial that number. He'll be right there, you know?
I believe that. And, it's funny you mentioned that. I was talking to Lisa, you know, from Quarter Mile Brothers, and I was like, hey, Lisa, what I need to do to get the fly on the website? She's like, well, what took you so long? She just gave me the particulars, and, you know, there it was on their website, and it put out there. So
yeah.
It's been a learning process for us, but I'm enjoying it, actually. I enjoy the pressure. I enjoy the challenge. And I'm just hoping Saturday the weather is looking good. We've been watching the weather, Derek and I, all week. You know, Derek has done a lot. He's my left hand. Sterling's on the right hand. I'm in the middle, and Derek has done a lot for you know, with the computer and contacting people, getting the flyers, and actually trying to negotiate this race between Chris and Rick. So he's done a lot also. So we're looking forward to it this weekend. Really, we are. So.
The most important thing is to take care of the...
Is Say that one more time, Monster. I'm in at Tom's garage, so I faded out. What was the most important thing?
It might have been Monster phone.
Oh, that's Monster. Oh, okay. And we're doing it for the fans, too. I think I was telling, you know, Sterling, I said, man, I just hope the people enjoy themselves. You know what I mean? To see that the fans are good. And we want to take care of the racers who are going to participate. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because one hand helps the other, and that's the only way it's going to work.
What's the race between you and Iceman?
Between me and Punkin?
Yeah.
It's head up. Ice and I are good friends. Ice has told me many times when we get to the track, hey, the friendship is over. It's a done deal. When we finish, we'll be back friends, working our tow trucks or whatever we're doing. It's head up, nitrous for nitrous, car for car, because our cars sit similar. You know, I'm just hoping we can get all the bugs out in time and you know, maybe get a couple shakedowns. And I have agreed that since I haven't been in the car in a little while, I had quite a few offers from some legitimate guys that said, hey, you need me to dig it through there, I will. So if we can make the race happen, it's going to happen.
Ralph, good.
Huh?
Hey, Ralph.
Hey.
This Cliff.
Hey.
I'll be at the trailer. I'll take $100 on ice.
Uh-oh. I'm sure you won't have a problem finding that bet. You won't have
all
a problem.
Right.
You won't have a problem
it's
getting
all,
that bet.
It's all in fun, baby. It's all in fun.
That's it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Ice has been up to my shop, and he said he's going to do something unspeakable to you.
I know he has.
Yeah.
He called me today and told me he was a bounty hunter. He wanted to come up and throw $1,500 on the table. He said, keep it to the racetrack.
Okay.
I said, hold, Ice, let me get down Richmond and make sure we get these final tune-ups together.
Okay.
So, but you get to the trailer, that's a bet.
All right, that's a bet. That'll work.
Sure.
So, right. So Ralph, are you saying you still going to drive or you going to put somebody in?
It's a possibility. Being a true to the sport, you know what I mean? It's been a minute since I've been in the seat. I want to make sure that it's okay. I mean, safety is number one. I mean, I've had guys as far as Norfolk, Jesse Grant from Grant Brothers. Of course, Chris Butler is my left hand. So, you know, I don't know who's going to be in the seat. We're just going to get the car down the track.
Okay.
But don't count me out just yet.
No, I wouldn't want to do that. It would be nice to see you in the car, but you know, like you said, you gotta get it down first, make sure everything is clean and working and functional.
Exactly.
And you know, like you said, safety is first, so I can respect all of that.
Okay. But like I say, Rick, we got guys coming out of New York, guys that work with the OJACs, they're coming out of New York testing their cars. We've had a couple of Pro Mod boys out of New York say they want to come down and do we have space for testing. Jeff Rogers said he's got a couple of his friends that want to test. So we're hoping to have some nice cars there, you know, and have space for those guys to do some testing. And that says a lot also when you got Pro Mod boys that want to come test, you know, at a track. So
right.
That says a lot for Capital Raceway.
Yeah. All right, well.
Hey, Rick, I want that there's going to be a three-second pass on the bus on a bike on the 20th, and there will be a six-second, 200-mile-an-hour street bikes going through there on the 20th, guaranteed.
Yeah.
I just want to put it out there to Capital to get that 500 ready. They didn't give it to the Carolina Kid. They're about to kick it out this time.
Okay. Well, that bike stuff is pretty sick to me, but we'll all be standing there looking to see if it happens.
It will. We're going to support this race. All the bike guys come out, and we're going to hope that we can get all the car guys to come out on the 20th and see something different that they've never seen before. We're going to have a good time, good food, family fun for the next couple of weeks, and hopefully we can keep this thing going. I'm hoping to
talk these guys into keeping the track open a couple more weeks, but that's something I guess we'll talk about in the next few days.
Yeah, we got to worry about that with Mother Nature and the weather, but I understand. I do understand about that. So, I appreciate everyone calling in, and Ralph, I thank
that's
you for getting
like
on.
That's like the last word.
Talking about the show, Derek, I do appreciate you calling in and talking about the bikes and everything that's going on at the track. Monster and BJ, Jamie and Jimmy, I appreciate you guys. Derek, I did say at 9 o'clock we was gonna plug you in. So that was actually a surprise to you. But we're played in closing. But it will be played Tuesday on the bike show, and next Thursday on my show. So you know, that was just something courteous of Jay Bonds and Grudge Inc. To get you in there today.
Well, we want to thank them for that, and we appreciate everything you guys are doing, man. I'm every Thursday, 8 o'clock. I don't care what I'm doing, where I'm at. This is what I'm gonna be doing, listening to the show.
Well, I appreciate the support, sir. So I think at this time we're gonna end the show and let everybody get on to their evening and look to see everybody at the track this coming Saturday, wherever you be, whether it be a Capitol or a Shakedown. There's enough going on for everybody to see some good racing one way or the other. So everybody be safe. Enjoy your weekend. And Ms. Foxbody, if you can you get us that Big Bucks Bonanza bike promo, please, in closing. Thank y'all. Good night.
Calling all bikers and bike clubs and motorcycle lovers. Street Strokers presents the Big Buck Bonanza. I repeat, calling out all bikers and bike clubs and motorcycle lovers. Street Strokers presents the Big Buck Bonanza.
Hey, y'all, it's the Chief Bucker, Busy B. I'm going to be in the field this Saturday, October the 20th at the Capitol Raceway. You better be there or be square. See ya.
Come out for the last big ride and bike gathering of the year. Saturday, October 20th at the Capitol Raceway, 1451 Capitol Raceway Road, Crofton, Maryland, 21114.
Hey, what up? It's Travis Devon, a.k.a. BOSS Bossman. Come rock with us Saturday, October 20th, Capitol Raceway. All my bikers, let's ride out. Let's go.
Only 25 minutes from downtown Baltimore and D.C.
Yo, what's up? It's your man Conan. Check it out, man. Capitol Raceway is going down. Of course, you know, I'm going to be on the bike doing what I do. Anybody trying to get with me, you know what? You need to come see me. I'm in the building, so make sure you come on out.
For more information, call Mike Mason at 443-240-5372.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimal results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Calling all bikers and bike clubs and motorcycle lovers. Street Strugglers presents the Big Buck Bonanza.
I repeat,
calling out all bikers and bike clubs and motorcycle lovers. Street Strugglers presents the Big Buck Bonanza.
Hey, y'all, it's the Chief Bucker, Busy B. I'm going to be in the building Saturday, October the 20th at the Capitol Raceway. You better be there on V-Square. See ya.
Come out for the last big ride and bike gathering of the year. Saturday, October 20th at the Capitol Raceway, 1451 Capitol Raceway Road, Crofton, Maryland, 21114.
Hey, what up? It's Travis Devon, a.k.a. BOSS Bossman. Come rock with us Saturday, October 20th, Capitol Raceway. All my bikers, let's ride out. Let's go.
Only 25 minutes from downtown Baltimore and D.C.
Yo, what's up? It's your man Conan. Check it out, man. Capitol Raceway is going down. Of course, you know, I'm going to be on the bike doing what I do. Anybody trying to get with me, you know what? You need to come see me. I'm in the building, so make sure you come on out.
For more information, call Mike Mason at 443-240-5372.
One time for Grudge Inc. because the baddest grudge racers will be coming from all across the country. As Cold Killer Chris Keaton Productions presents the final hit at the Mega National Dragway November 3rd, featuring $10,500 in class payout with the Mickey Thompson 10-5 Series, Outlaw Drag Radio Limited Street, 28-inch tire shootout. And for the big tire shootout, run what you brung. Invitation only, open grudge racing and test and tuning. Gates open at 9 a.m., $20 admission. For more info, call 513-415-0942 or log on to grudgeinc.us. We'll be right back.